This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Police in southern India say at least 16 people were killed and another 123 injured when an Air India Express flight bringing people home to India who had been trapped abroad because of the coronavirus skidded off a runway and split in two while landing Friday in heavy rain. Abdul Karim, a senior Kerala State police officer, said the dead included one of the pilots of the plane. He said at least 15 of the injured were in critical condition and that rescue operations were over. The two-year-old Boeing 737 flew from Dubai to Calicut in India's southernmost state. It was landing in a heavy rainstorm. Civil Aviation Minister Hardeep S. Puri said in a statement that the flight overshot the runway in rainy conditions and went down the slope, breaking into two pieces upon impact. He said an inquiry will be conducted by the ministry's Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau. A top U.S. intelligence official says at least three countries are trying to interfere in this year's presidential election. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In a written statement, Bill Evanina gives the U.S. intelligence agency's most recent assessment of threats to the presidential vote. The assessment holds China hopes President Trump does not win re-election, that Russia's working against Joe Biden, and Iran is looking to undermine democratic institutions overall. Evanina says many foreign actors have a preference in November, which they express in a range of ways, but the intelligence community is primarily concerned about ongoing and potential activity by those three. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.